Welcome to North Shore Sports Night. I'm Rick Moore, along with Bill Proposky, who is our producer and engineer. Tim Kearns is off tonight. And sort of flying by the seat of my pants here is trying to get ready for an interview right at the top. So we'll have to take a break here in just a minute. But first, I want to let you know that we hope to be talking with Linfield High School football coach Pat LaMesta coming up in just a few seconds here, hopefully, as Linfield Pioneers went into a game unbeaten against Amesbury, unbeaten this past weekend, and it was the Pioneers coming away with the win. So we want to talk about that game and more in the Cape Ann League. Also, we'll have an interview that I did earlier today, a recorded interview with Ben Smolsky. He is the Newburyport High School football coach. And then later on, we'll have sports writer Steve Krause and Mike Grenier on board. Steve will be bringing his plethora of incredible sports knowledge. He's back writing as well for the item. I wrote the story on the Marblehead game this weekend. And Mike Grenier, who is our basketball insider, will talk all kinds of good stuff, too. So should be an interesting evening. Excuse me. Tim Kearns is off tonight. As I said, Bill Newell working still at Scoreboard Central, and he'll be hosting the Salem News Sports Writers coming up tomorrow, I believe. And don't forget, at the end of the week, on Thursday, it's hold on here. We have the North Shore Sports Desk program and the Merrimack Valley Sports Sports Desk program with Dominic and Dominic Nicastro. I'm looking at my computer here and trying to figure out, make sure I got everything running. Dominic Nicastro hosting the Sports Desk, the North Shore Sports Desk on Thursday, as well as the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. And coming up, we will have the Moynihan Student Athletes of the Month Award being announced later on this week as well. So a lot happening in local sports, lots happening in Boston sports as well, and we'll get to that in just a minute. So wish me luck. I'm going to put a break on here. We'll come back and hopefully be chatting with Pat LaMesta. Again, this is North Shore Sports Night on MSONewsSports.com, so stay with us if you don't mind.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
All right, so not able to connect with Coach LaMesta just yet. Hopefully we will coming up. But we do have a lot of high school football coverage this week. As I mentioned, already going to be talking with Ben Smolsky. I'll have that interview on in just a little while. Also talked with the Essex Tech football coach a little while ago that we'll be posting tomorrow as Essex Tech won their first game in the Cape Ann League. So we'll chat with Dan Connors about what that game means to the Red Hawks. And going to be talking to other coaches as well. We've got more lined up. Bill Newell will be talking with a lot of people as well. Big games this week. Gloucester is at Peabody, and Gloucester rebounding nicely this weekend. Peabody sailing along unbeaten. That's a 7 o'clock game in Peabody. And hopefully I'll be chatting with both those coaches, both Dan O'Connor of Gloucester and Mark Betancourt at Peabody. Other games, Masconomet is at Danvers. Bill Newell should be getting an interview on that game for us prior to the game. And other games we're going to be looking at, Essex Tech at North Reading, North Attleboro at Linfield, Triton at Newburyport, St. Mary's a big game at Cardinal Spelman. And, of course, Saturday, the biggest game of all of them, I suppose, is Catholic Memorial at St. John's Prep. Always the battle for the Catholic Conference. And, again, that is on Saturday. So, let's see here. What else do we have? Amesbury and Hamilton, Wynnum, All right, and hopefully get some... we're going to try some other coverage as well this week for some of the other sports that we haven't quite spent as much time on because how quickly the football season goes by and how many... There are so many teams we try to cover. So we'll try to do that, too. Marblehead with a big win over the weekend. All right, so I guess what we'll do is we'll go to the Ben Smolsky interview, and then after that, if Coach LaMuster is not available, then we'll just kick it right on over to Steve Krause. So this is an interview I did this afternoon with Coach Smolsky. With MSO New Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and talking now with Ben Smolsky, who is the Newburyport High School football coach. Coach, welcome back to MSO. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Rick.
Well, you know, you're doing well. The team is certainly doing well. And before we talk about this weekend's game, Kyle Gaudette wrote, what a great start Newburyport football is off to this year. It's been quite a while since the Clippers opened up at 5-1. And what's that mean to you personally, Coach, and for the program? Because you guys have played good football this year so far.
It's definitely, since Linfield, they bounced back. And it's just, I mean, it's one game at a time. You know, the record is good, but, you know, it's just, you know, something that, you know, the record doesn't matter as much right now. It's really week to week, and it's something hopefully they can look back at their record after the season's over and say, wow, we did well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, being in the thick of things, it's really just focusing on Triton right now. But, you know, it is, they've done well as a team.
Well,
throughout the beginning of the season. We're more than halfway through the season.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. And, I know Kyle likes to keep things positive and we in the media tend to look for that kind of thing to hype it up, you know, for the kids. But I understand that. You're in the middle of it. So probably doesn't mean all that much right now, but, the next game does. Coach, tell me a little bit about the outstanding game that, Jack Sullivan had on, over the weekend.
You know, Jack has been, I mean, last he's been playing since sophomore year, varsity running back, but he's electric out there. Just watching him run, sometimes I feel like I'm a fan watching him run. Just with some of the moves he makes, and he's physical, he's quick, he's fast. But also, you know, some credit to the offensive line for him, and you know, the guys on the perimeter, the receivers blocking for him. You know, so it takes all 11 guys for Jack to be able to do what he does.
Well, I know he gave credit to the offensive line, to Kyle Gaudette. And as I ask every week, Ben, I ask the coaches to highlight an offensive lineman or two.
Jack Sherman's the leader of the offensive and defensive line as our captain, but this week George Looms really stepped up, getting his first varsity start at left tackle. And Dylan Gately, he filled in for our right tackle halfway through the game. He did a good job filling in and helping out.
It looks like from the description of the game that Pentucket is a threat on offense the whole game. Were you able to get some of your younger kids in?
We got in the fourth quarter, we got some of the, you know, younger kids, and we try to get those, the seniors who play special teams and don't play as much, we got those guys in at the end as well, some
mm-hmm.
of them.
Good. All right, now, an overview, Amesbury losing to Linfield, and Linfield, of course, at the top of the heat. How are you looking at the Cal the rest of the way?
I don't know, there's a parity, so week to week, it doesn't, records don't matter, none of it matters. It's really, you know, every team is a challenge, so it really doesn't matter. I mean, you don't know who's gonna beat who, or, it's just, you know, especially going this weekend to Triton, you know, Triton and Newburyport is always a game, it doesn't matter, records don't matter, it's because it's a rivalry game.
Okay, Triton, has had, tough couple of weeks here. So how are you looking at this game?
Just like I said, going into Triton, anything can happen. I mean, I always think back to, this is when Charlie Kaelin, Trevor Ward were juniors. We ended up having to go for a two-point conversion with a minute and a half left in the game to win the game, and Triton hadn't won a game that year.
Mm-hmm.
Records don't matter. I know the kids at Triton love the rivalry and look forward to playing us, and I know that it's the same on our side as well. We look forward to playing Triton all the time. And it is a trophy game. We have a border battle trophy for this. Just kind of, it's a symbol of where Triton and Newburyport used to be one school, and in 1972 it broke off.
Mm-hmm.
It separated. All the Salisbury kids and Newbury kids used to go to Newburyport, so it's a lot of history between the two schools.
All right, and this is a home game, yes?
Yes.
All right, okay. Fun time of year, Coach.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Ben, good luck this week. Hope to talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Bye-bye. That's Ben Smolsky, who is the Newburyport High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. All right, that was an interview we did this afternoon, pre-recorded.